The Torah and Shulchan Aruch begin Hilchos Sukkah and Siman Tav Reish Chaf Hei by saying that the purpose of the mitzvah of Sukkah is, as the pasuk says, "Leman yedu daros lechem kivasukos o shavdi as bnei Yisrael botzios amerit mitzrayim." Hashem says, "All your generations should know that I had bnei Yisrael sitting in Sukkos when I took them out of Mitzrayim." And what are these Sukkos that the pasuk refers to? So they say that it's the Anane HaKavod. So Hashem enveloped us with the Anane HaKavod, protected us with them. And therefore, we have the mitzvah of Sukkah. So the Bach points out that it is somewhat unusual for the Sifrei Halacha to get into Tamei mitzvahs. We don't have, you pick up the Dalad Minim, here are some ideas, nice ideas that the Dalad Minim represents. We don't have that by other mitzvahs. How come all of a sudden, when it comes to the mitzvah of Sukkah, the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch introduce the mitzvah of Sukkah in this way? So the Bach explains that in this particular instance, the Tamei mitzvah is in itself a halacha. That a person, in order to properly fulfill the mitzvah of Sukkah, has to consciously have in mind that the Sukkah reminds him of that Anei HaKavod. And if a person would not have that conscious thought, he would not fully fulfill the mitzvah of Sukkah. This sets the mitzvah of Sukkah apart from most mitzvahs. In the case of most mitzvahs, all a person needs to have is kavana, that he is doing a mitzvah. He doesn't have to have any sort of kavana as to what the mitzvah represents. Any kavana beyond the simple fact that a person is fulfilling a mitzvah is a nice add-on, but it's extraneous to the basic Kiyum HaMitzvah. When it comes to the mitzvah of Sukkah, this extra kavana that the Sukkah reminds us of Anei HaKavod is actually a part and parcel of the Kiyum HaMitzvah itself. The Bach writes that there are two other mitzvahs in which this is also the case, and those are the mitzvah of Tzitzis, which reminds us of all the other mitzvahs, and the mitzvah of Tefillin, which reminds us of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And all these three cases, Tzitzis, Tefillin, and Sukkah, the Pasuk itself says the reason for the mitzvah, and therefore it's built in to the Kiyum HaMitzvah itself. There's even an opinion in the Achronim, the Bikur Yaakov, who holds that this Kavana is Me'akev, that if a person does not realize that the Sukkah reminds of the Anei HaKavod, he's not Yotze the mitzvah at all. And then we could already get into the Lamdas, where he's just not Yotze the mitzvah, or perhaps he's Mevatel the mitzvah in an active way, like one who eats outside the Sukkah. But in any event, the Bikur Yaakov is the minority opinion. The majority view, as the Mishnah Berurah writes, and Mishnah Berurah quotes the Bach in Hilchos Tzitzis, Hilchos Tefillin, and here in Hilchos Sukkah, and Tav Reish Chaf Hei, the Mishnah Berurah writes, you are Yotze the Mitzvah on a basic level, on a Bidyavid level, even without this Kavana, but in order to fully fulfill the Mitzvah, a person does have to consciously think about the Anei HaKavod, which is what the Sukkah represents. There's actually a Machlokas HaTanoim, if the Sukkos that the pasuk refers to are the Anei HaKavod or Sukkos Mamish, but the Shulchan Aruch quotes the explanation of the Anei HaKavod. Why, in fact, should we have a mitzvah that reminds us of the Anei HaKavod? We don't have special mitzvahs that remind us of the man, of the Be'er HaMayim in the Midbar. So how come specifically the Anei HaKavod get a mitzvah that reminds us of that great miracle? So this is already more in the realm of Drush. But just to quote a couple of answers, one possible answer is based on what people say in the name of the Gra, it's also in the Aruch HaShulchan here, about why the mitzvah, why Sukkos in general is this time of year as opposed to right after Pesach. If it's something that happened when we left Mitzrayim, maybe it should be right after Pesach. So the Gra said that it's a commemoration not just of the Anei HaKavod, not just of what happened when we left Mitzrayim, but specifically what happened at this time of year, that we got the Anei HaKavod and then we lost them at the Cheder Egel. And then Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai and begged Hashem not to destroy us. And then he went up again for another 40 days to get us back into Hashem's good graces and to bring down the Luchos Shnios. And when he came down with the Luchos Shnios on Yom Kippur, the relationship was restored and the Anei HaKavod came back. And it's those Anei HaKavod that we are remembering on Sukkos. So Im Kein, we can understand as well why there's a special mitzvah to commemorate the Anei HaKavod at all. Because we are we're reminding ourselves of the fact that even though we're not perfect and even though we've sinned, now we've had Yom Kippur, we've had Kapara, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts us back, and not only accepts us back, but is willing to go ahead and to protect us and to demonstrate His love for us. Another possible explanation I saw in the Sefer Hagyonei Halacha, that the Man and the Be'er HaMayim, these were absolutely essential in order for us to simply survive in the desert. So to speak, Hashem had to do that for us once He took us into the desert. But the Anei HaKavod were extra. It was extra protection and extra demonstration of Hashem's affection for the Jewish people. And that's something which is very unique and very special, which we would like to recall. So this is a great, this is an important idea, this idea of the Kavana, and it's a great Dvar Torah to share on Sukkos. It's not only good Torah, but it'll help the listeners to fulfill the mitzvah in the optimal fashion. People should spread the word that in order to fulfill the mitzvah in the most optimal fashion, the mitzvah of Sukkah, a person does have to keep in mind that the Sukkah represents and reminds us of the Ananei HaKavod. Have a wonderful day.